It is the final hour of the Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the Group, and Lonzo with you rolling through a Monday morning. Happy to have you all along for the ride. The renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas fan phone is open, 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. The text line, 71307, 71307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N, Fan, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. You can also use the Ray Memorial Hotline. Go to the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click on the little round microphone button, and you can drop a 60-second voice note that comes directly to the great one and I. We would love to have you on the Ray Memorial Hotline. Let us play a little game, great one. There's a trend going on in social media that I am going to openly and unashamedly steal for this segment. The trend is a blind rank. So, for instance, you would say, rank your top 10 fast food restaurants, right? And then you would start, it would give you a fast food restaurant, and you just got to put it on the list without knowing what's left or what's coming. So you got to put it somewhere on the list. So like the first one might be Popeyes. And I would say, oh, that's number one. No questions asked. Lonzo might say it's number six. It's a mid-tier chicken establishment.
You said top 10, right?
Yeah, but for this.
So what if it's not? So you have to rank them?
You have to rank
them. Even though they wouldn't be in yours?
Correct.
Okay.
It just gives you, and you just rank top 10 without knowing what's coming up. Well, we do know the 32 teams in the National Football League, but we are going to rank them in four categories on a blind draw. Great, good, bad, or really bad. All right? So we're going to spin the wheel, NFL teams, and Lonzo and I are going to go back and forth. We're going to say, okay, I think that team is great. I think that team is good. I think that team is bad, or I think that team is really bad, and put them either in the top 25, mid-75, or bottom, or mid-50, or bottom 25% of the league based on if we think they're great, good, bad, or really bad. And as we go through, we'll obviously have to decide if a team deserves to go in one category more than the other, with X teams still remaining to be ranked. We spin the wheel, NFL teams, Lonzo. I will allow you to go first.
Oh, that's you actually spin the wheel.
It's an actual wheel.
I don't know that. Okay. All right. I still am going to need help because I think I understand the game, but I'm not.
All you got to do is tell me, is a team great, good, bad, or really bad? And once the category's filled with eight teams, no other teams can be ranked in that category. Right? Let's start with, Lonzo, the first team to be on our NFL wheel, the Detroit Lions. Detroit, great, good, bad, or really bad?
So you only get to pick great once?
We have eight slots in the great category. If we fill up all eight, then let's say we fill up all eight and Kansas City comes up, the next team can't be labeled as anything but good.
Okay, I'm going to go with great.
I think that is the correct answer. We are going to put the Lions in the great category and eliminate them from the NFL wheel. We spin wheel for the second time. My first team is going to be the Green Bay Packers. The Packers with a good win this weekend. I don't feel that they are great yet, though. I feel like that's a good team. I'm going to stick them in the good category, Lonzo. So we have a good team and a great team. We spin the wheel once again. Your next team to rank is the LA Rams.
Okay, it was great, good. What were the other?
Bad or really bad?
Bad.
I don't think that's a... they're 2-4 with the win over the Raiders. The Raiders are bad. I'm going to put them there because that's what you said. You're putting them in bad or really bad?
Bad.
Bad. Right. I'm good with bad. I'm also going to say, speaking of teams that are absolutely banged up, dinged up, nicked up, and beat to hell, this team is without a doubt one of them. This team is hurting right now. We go back to the wheel NFL teams. We spin it. It's actually a wheel. I'm actually spinning a wheel over here. The Tennessee Titans go to me. Titans going to be the first team that goes into the really bad category. This team is flat out atrocious.
How do you lose this game?
Yeah, Will Levis is not him. They are 1-5. They lose to the Bills 34-10. Well, it's not so much lose. The first half of the league is going to be easy because all the slots have all eight slots available. As we get to the end, we're going to start running out of spots in a category.
On your will, once it's used, is it eliminated?
Okay. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'm just,
All right, we have spun the Titans. Let's move on. And now we have the Cincinnati Bengals, Lonzo.
Really bad.
Really bad. Okay. The Bengals going in the really, I think that team, I still think that team's a playoff team. I think that team's going to fight into a wild card team. We'll find out. The Bengals knocked off the wheel. We spin once again. My next pick, and I am going to be labeling the Seattle Seahawks. This is probably the first one that I am going to have a bit of a crisis because they're not great. All right, we know they're not great. They are 4-3. They did go on the road and smoke the Falcons this weekend. At 4-3, I'm going to say that's a good team, Lonzo. They're certainly not really good, but I think that win over Atlanta, it is the first after a three-game losing streak that included one to the Giants. I'm tempted to put them in bad, but I'm going to go ahead and say that they're going to go in the good category. We resume for Lonzo's next pick here as we spin the wheel of destiny, the Dallas Cowboys, Lonzo.
Wow, there's no category for meh. So
that's the game.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go bad.
Bad. I probably would have stuck them into the really bad category, but hey, that's how the game works. Let's spin one more time again as we run through the 32 teams. Kansas City Chiefs. I'm gonna put them in the great category. Listen, on one hand, they aren't blowing anybody out of the water. They're not dominating anybody, but they're the only undefeated team in the National Football League. Something to be said for that.
It's called business as usual.
Yeah. I mean, Lonzo's been saying that since like midweek last year. Lonzo, I hate that you got this team because we're about to fight the Chicago Bears.
I'm going to go with good.
Okay. You know what? We're not going to fight. They're 4-2. They're getting better week by week, and I feel good saying that. They smoked the Jags last time out.
I also know process of elimination. I'm trying to save some really
trying
bad.
Trying to save some spots?
Yeah, I am.
Yep.
So
that's the way the game
I
works.
I realize I get 16, you get 16. That is, now I understand it. So
that is correct. All right, here we go. Spinning once again. We've got the Chicago Bears in the good category. We come to the New York Football Giants. I am going to put the Giants. You know what? They're really bad. I'm going to eat up a spot for the G-men as being really bad. You know why I'm going to do that?
Now your really bads are two. You got two really bads.
I sure do. Yeah. I've got the Titans and the Giants. You have only put the Bengals in that spot so far. The Giants eliminated from the NFL wheel. We spin on and arrive at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Great.
Oh, Tampa Bay.
So that's three greats for me?
That is three greats. The Lions, the Chiefs, and the Bucks.
No, but it's my great. Are you separating the...
No, this is a show ranking.
Okay.
This is a show ranking.
So that... Well, then there's going to be... Okay, the math doesn't work for me, but I'll
that math don't math. That math does math. You get 16 to drop into 16 slots. I get the other ones. The New Orleans Saints. I'm going to eat up another really bad spot. The Saints are really bad. In fact, I'm going to say 31 slots, and then the Saints get their own category. Is the last category. Saints go in the really bad spot. Lonzo, we are almost halfway through, and we have already eaten up half of our really bad spots. Saints eliminated from the wheel. We spin to see who Lonzo gets next. The next team is the Washington Commanders. Bum, 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 bum.
I still think you are. Well, anyway. All right. I'm going to go with good for Washington.
Okay. Okay. I'm good with that. They, of course, blow the Cats out of the water this weekend and do it without Jaden Daniels on the squad. I'm good with good for the Commanders.
So do we stop at 16?
No, we're doing all 32 teams.
Okay. But so then if there's only 16 slots, then
there's 32 squares. There's eight under all four categories.
Right, that's what I said. I said four apiece, and you said no.
No, there's four total categories, each with eight slots for 32
slots. Each of us get four for each thing.
No, we're filling them in as we go. So, like, if
you're not getting me. It's okay.
No, listen. If I say that there's seven good teams, you get one good team slot. We're just filling them in. So once we get to, because we've got four good slots filled, that means between us, we get to label four more teams good.
All right. So anyway, all right.
This pick's yours. I suspect it's not going to be that much of a discussion point. The Carolina Panthers.
Really bad.
Yep. I feel like this one's going to save us. just a minute at a time. We eliminate them from the wheel, and we spin on. The next team up on the list is the Atlanta Falcons.
That's you?
Yeah. And I'm debating this one. Because on one hand, the Falcons are in charge of the division. On the other hand, they're bad. They're not in charge of a good division. They are 4-3, and they did just lose to the Seahawks.
How are they in charge of the division? They're better than Tampa?
Aren't they tied? Or did Tampa? Well, we find out tonight, right? If Tampa wins tonight, they're back in sole possession of first. I'm going to... See, we got four good slots eaten up, and I know there's some real good teams left on the wheel. After that loss this weekend, if they had won or been competitive, I'd put them as good. I'm going to mark the Falcons as a bad team. Not a worse team, not an awful team. Right now, I'd favor them after the Packers, Seahawks, Bears, and Commanders, to tell you the truth. All right, Lonzo's pick up next. He gets the label the Cleveland Browns.
Really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's a question mark there. Deshaun Watson done for the year with an ACL injury. And there's some controversy about that. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a minute from now. Lonzo, we only have one really bad slot left on the board. We spin the wheel once again, and it lands on the Minnesota Vikings. They take their first loss this weekend in a closely contested game with the Detroit Lions.
I think you still got to go with great.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right. It's one loss, and it is against another team that we have in the great category. We eliminate them from the wheel and spin ever on. Lonzo, the New England Patriots.
No, that's okay.
Rob, the New England Patriots are going to go. That is it. We have locked out the really bad category, Lonzo. And here's the problem. We've locked out the really bad category with the Raiders on the board. We have locked out the really bad category with a few other teams on the board. Let's spin once again. And we land this time on the New York Jets. They take the L last night in an ugly one. Get smoked by Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback Russell Wilson.
I'm going to go with bad.
Yeah, I don't think you can do anything but bad there. Will they get better? Everybody, oh, Devontae shows up. They're still bad. Guys, Devontae been
so
on the team 3 days.
So a bad team's going to end up in the good category?
Potentially. We still have three more slots for bad, three more slots for good, and three more slots for great. The Jets eliminated. We spin the NFL wheel, and we land on the San Francisco 49ers. Great or good? You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say the 49ers are good. I think they could be great when McCaffrey comes back. I think they've been underplaying the issue. But see, I think the problem is I think Ayuk might be done for a minute. And if that's the case, all those weapons that made Brock Purdy look like a star go away. And Brock Purdy's about to start looking like not a star. You know what? I'm going to go one step further, Lonzo. I'm going to go ahead and preemptively downgrade the... No, I'll leave him as good. I was going to move him to bad, but there's some bad teams left on the wheel. I'll put the 49ers as good. We spin the wheel, and Lonzo gets the Raiders.
Bad.
Yeah, I don't think he can go anywhere else. Frankly, is there anybody you would have removed from the really bad? Titans, Bengals, Giants, Saints, Panthers, Browns, and Patriots. Anybody you would remove from really bad?
All right, if I had to remove from really bad, it would be Bengals. But
I think that's fair.
And I'm the one who put them there.
Yeah,
still.
I think that's fair. We spin the wheel one more time as we have got just a handful of selections left, and we end up, Lonzo, with the Baltimore Ravens.
That's you.
No, I just did the 49ers, didn't I? Oh, you got the Raiders, didn't you? Mm-hmm. I'm putting the Ravens in the great category. They've been in some close ones, just like the Chiefs. Derrick Henry is exactly what I told you Derrick Henry was going to be in this one. So I'll put the Ravens on top in the great category. Lonzo, your pick is the LA/San Diego Superchargers.
We got bad slots left, right?
You got two great, two good, too bad.
Let's go with bad.
Bad. Okay. Chargers getting better week by week, but I'm fine with putting them in the bad category. We continue on with just five teams remaining. The Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins are not good. Yeah, they're not good. I'm going to go in the bad category. I didn't think they'd be in the bad category. I really thought with the weapons that they've had that the loss of Tua Tagovailoa wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Turns out, maybe it was.
Do we have any bad slots left?
We have no bad and no really bad. Then. We do have a major problem because we have not ranked the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, then I guess I have to go good.
I guess you kind of do. Not this thing is ideal. Bogus. See, this is why this game stinks, right? Because now we're in a spot where we have
the Broncos haven't been picked either.
Neither have the Jags.
Wow.
Neither have the Cardinals.
Wow.
And we have, okay, it's not ideal. All right, blind rank. We have already eliminated the Packers. I don't know why they're still on there. I also forgot to push eliminate on a couple of teams. The Bills. Great, right? They're great.
Yeah, what are you looking at me? It's your choice.
They're great.
But yeah.
They're great. I'm going with great.
Especially if you compare them to the teams that are left, for sure.
All right, who do we have left? We have the Denver Broncos, and we have the Broncos, we have the Jaguars. Did I make enough spots? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, no, I lied. We have one of each spot. I screwed the pooch. I didn't draw enough squares. Point is, this game sucks, and we're going to do it every week from now on.
No.
Yep. Every week from now on. All right. So there's your NFL tier rankings.
Can we do it correctly next week?
Yeah, we'll do it correctly next week. I made this up during the break. I'm like, oh, you know what?
Well,
let's try the social media trend.
Yeah.
We're going to sharpen the
edges. There's a grid somewhere we could just fill in.
We'll do that next week. But the point is, you see how much that game sucks. Anybody we'd love or don't like, I got to tell you, I think we did okay, minus me being an idiot, I feel like we did okay.
Well, the one thing that we disagreed on the most was Cincinnati being a really bad team.
Yeah, I think if we could do that one over, I would move Cincinnati up to bad. I wouldn't put them in really bad.
Didn't understand the game entirely at the beginning of it.
Exactly.
And that's was one of my first choices. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We will talk about some of the individual NFL scenarios from the weekend, as well as all the problems going on in Carolina, because some people said things yesterday that I find quite interesting. That's next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, with you here on the radio broadcast. I figured it out. Here's what we're doing next time, Lonzo. We have 30 NFL teams. The next time we spin the wheel, and by the way, we'll do it on Tuesdays because we got Monday Night Football. We got to pay attention to, right? On Tuesdays, we will spin the wheel. We're going to do 5 categories of 6 teams. We're going to do great, good, mid, bad, real bad. And then both of us will get 1 wild card. All right? So if categories filled up and a team comes up, you want to add to that category, you may use your 1 wild card to add them to a category. That'll give us our 32 teams. We will start that next Tuesday. Also, don't forget, tomorrow being Tuesday, you know what we got to do tomorrow. We hand out some TMFINR. Awards after Monday Night Football tomorrow on the show, so make sure that you are here for that. All right, let's talk here for just a minute, a little bit of Carolina Panther football. They get demolished by the Washington Commanders, by Marcus Mariota this weekend. If you would have told me that Marcus Mariota was going to come in, I would have said, well, at least the defense gets some good practice this week. At least the defense has a chance to utilize a backup quarterback's opportunity to get better, to fly around the football field, to play more and think less. And instead, Marcus Mariota looked like freaking Patrick Mahomes on Sunday against Carolina. They get hammered 40-7 by the Commanders. Now, because as I say all the time, context matters. The context of this story is that the Commanders are a good football team. I know, just like I told you, they were going to be behind capital H him, Jaden Daniels. Not only are the Commanders a good football team, Lonzo, but the Commanders at 5-2 are in the lead for the NFC East. You will go back a number of weeks and recall that's who Rob Brown picked to win the NFC East this year. feeling real, real good, boss. So it's not a, it's not that the loss was bad. It's that it's you got thumped. You got thumped by a backup quarterback. Andy Dalton turned in the worst outing of the season, one of the worst of his career, 93 yards and two picks. After the game, Dave Canales said of Dalton's performance, quote, it just wasn't good enough. That's true, and he knows that. And so that's something that, again, we just got to be honest about on Tell the Truth Monday. And look at the things we can do better from an execution standpoint. Do we adopt Tell the Truth Monday, Lonzo? Is that something we pick up on, Tell the Truth Monday?
No, because to me, that implies that you don't tell the truth any other day. So Monday is the only day you tell the truth. So every other day is lying.
No, I don't think that's how it is. I'll tell you how it is in my opinion, subjective opinion. My wife and I's biggest...
So you're saying my opinion is not...
No. I'm saying we have different opinions.
Okay.
My wife and I's biggest fight in our relationship is that I'm the type of dude, that defense mechanism or whatever you want to call it, preference to avoid confrontation. When there is a hard truth that need be told, I'm absolutely the guy that will do it. But I take the approach of the old criticism sandwich. You know, you give a compliment, then you give the hard truth, and then you give another compliment. It's you bookend the hard truth with some niceties. Hey, babe, I really do appreciate this thing about you. And here's the hard truth I have to tell you. But also, I really love and appreciate this thing about you. And that way you start it with something nice and you end it with something nice and you get that. Then there's her. And she's the type of chick, great one, that just says it. Hey, man, you're really me off right now. And to her, because, and there are a lot of you like this that I respect it. I wish I had this ability in me. She's one of these people, Lonzo, that like, she's going to say the hard thing, but then once she says it, she's over it, right? Like once she gets it out there, it's done. It's over with. I'm really mad at you because you blank. And then I'm like, oh no, conflict, confrontation. We have to fight for like 6 to 8 months now. And to her, it's like she says it and then she moves on. She's over it. Tell the Truth Monday, to me, is where you just walk in and you go, hey, man, this sucks, and here's why it sucks. And you just work on the assumption that after you get it out in the environment, everything's fine after that. The Tell the Truth Monday about the Carolina Panthers is, those of you who said it's a Bryce Young problem, you were wrong. You were wrong. Bryce Young's not good. I'm not arguing that he is. But if you said Carolina has a Bryce Young problem and not Carolina is a problem, you were wrong. The team stinks. You threw in Andy Dalton as a starter. You got your one win. That's fantastic. But you got the win because the Raiders, A, are very bad at football. My dear friend and co-host on Saturdays, Cody Decker, lifelong Vegas Raiders fan, is not well right now. The Raiders stink, and you threw a new-look quarterback at them on short notice, much as you got hit on short notice with Marcus Mariota, and he proceeded to slice you and dice you up this weekend. That's what you did with Andy Dalton to Vegas in week one. You won. Cincinnati week two, you didn't win, but you were competitive. But now Andy Dalton's been playing for 4 weeks. And now, Andy Dalton's habits and tendencies, you know, there's a lot of guys on the other side of the football field that coach up defenses, and most of them are very, very good at recognizing the things that you do well and the things that you do not do well, and attacking the things you do not do well and trying to avoid allowing you to do the things that you do do well. Andy Dalton's been in the game 4 weeks. He's been figured out. They're caught up to speed now, and he's just back to being Andy Dalton. The Andy Dalton that's been in the league 100 years is good enough to be a career backup, absolutely. But the Andy Dalton who is not an NFL starter for a reason. So this is not a this is not a Bryce Young problem or an Andy Dalton problem. This is a the team's real bad. And I read an article yesterday, where I guess an editorial yesterday, where the author was like on a warpath to get Bryce Young back under center. He's like, hey, switch back. Let's see what the 23-year-old kid can do. Let's see what he's learned sitting on the bench. Guys, he's learned nothing. He's learned nothing. This is like if I said to you, I need you to take a class on nuclear thermodynamics, and then I put you in an empty bedroom for 3 days and came back and said, what'd you learn? Nothing. There's nothing in here to learn with.
I think he's learned he likes the bench because it's safer there.
Yeah. The only thing he's learned is that you don't get your ass kicked when you're on the sideline with an earpiece on. That's what he's learned. What he's learned is it's more fun being over here than it is out there behind that. And again, I understand that the Panthers are one of the most injured teams in the National Football League. I understand they have lost, what is it, 3 starting offensive linemen? I understand that they have had wide receivers that have missed stretches of time. I understand they don't have their full running back field yet because Jonathan Brooks, while practicing, is not fully back and ready to play. It is not solely on Dave Canales. It is not solely on any one person. It is a stack of variables, a stack of issues that has caused what this team is, or I guess I should say is not, which is, you know, competitive in any way, shape, or form. But the point here is, if you do not think that Bryce Young is your guy, there's no sense in sending him out there. Why? Because he cannot succeed in this offense. And if he cannot succeed in this offense, do you know what you're doing? You're driving his trade value in the dirt, which is coincidentally exactly where he would be if he goes out and plays in the dirt. If you do play him and he hasn't grown, and on top of that, he can't grow because the team is that booty cheeks, what are you expecting? He's going to get better? No. No, he's not. See, go look at what the Houston Texans did for C.J. Stroud. Go look at what Jaden Daniels and the Commanders did. Go look at Sean Payton and Bo Nix. Bo Nix isn't good, all right? Yeah, he thrashed my Saints last weekend. He's not good. You know what Bo Nix is? Bo Nix is a guy who can complete every pass that's 7 yards or fewer. So what did Sean Payton do? I don't think Sean Payton's a great coach. I think he's good enough. All right? You know what Sean Payton has done for Bo Nix? Sean Payton has developed an offense for Bo Nix that features underneath routes, that features short yardage passes, that features allowing Bo Nix to make a quick read, a quick decision, and execute quickly, and if it's not there, to take off running because he's got wheels. They built a team to him. Washington built a team to Jaden Daniels, then went and got Cliff Kingsbury, a guy who absolutely knows how to utilize a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, and they utilize him like Jaden Daniels. They're good. Look at C.J. Stroud in Houston. They went and said, all right, we got our guy. Now we need to build around him. And they drafted offensive linemen and wide receivers, and they went and found Joe Mixon coming off that contract that they didn't want to pick up in Cincinnati. They said, that's our guy. They built a team around him. Carolina just looked at Bryce and went, yay, all our problems are solved. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're not even close to solved. All this weekend did for me as far as Carolina goes is made me know that I could come in here today, pop on this microphone and say, if you have been blaming Carolina's problems exclusively on Bryce Young, you now know that that is wrong. Not entirely. He's a problem, for sure. But I'm going to go give a little grace and forgiveness to the guy playing in that program and put the majority of blame on the program. It's a bad team.
Grace and forgiveness, what you're known for.
You know me. I'm a second chance believer. I'm also a believer that we got to go to break. Back after this to wrap it up, the Rob Brown Show is on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show carries on. Final segment of the hour, final segment of the day starts right now. Welcome back, Rob Brown, the great Milanzo with you, rolling through. Overreaction Monday. I want your overreactions as we wrap up the radio broadcast today. You can call us with your overreactions on the Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas Fan Phone, 844-FAN-FONE, 844-326-3663. You can send them to the text line, at 71307. 71307 is the number. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the air. You can also shoot us a voice note on the Ray Memorial Hotline. Go to the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put it on all your digital devices. Not only can you go to the Fan Upstate page and listen to the station live 24/7, 365, wherever you are with an internet connection and a speaker, but you go to the Fan Upstate page and in the middle of the page, there's a little round microphone button. You click on that microphone button and you can record a 60-second voice note.
By the way, if you only want to leave 30 or 10 or
5
or I'm not saying you should, just if you just want to, you know, belch into it, you could do that.
Or say, you, Rob Brown, yeah. Which has happened twice so far. Same guy, but he's done it twice.
You,
and I respect that.
You wouldn't say
that.
It to me, though. So
no,
I,
of course
I,
not.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I respect the man who is, in fact, I need to go pull those. One of those needs to just be a sounder. But it's a guy, he dropped not one, but two notes. I'm going to assume a South Carolina fan because they both came in about 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon that said, you, Rob Brown. And that was it. Twice.
Also, we got some twang in there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Said it twice. And they were two different messages to the point that just to make sure they were two messages, I dropped them into two different audio editors to match up the waves. Oh, they're different.
Okay.
That man sent me a note that said, you, and then 26 minutes later sent another note on the Ray Memorial Hotline to say, you again.
So, which is worse for you, or does either bother you, being flipped off or being verbally?
The audio double bird was spectacular.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
There's driving down the road and hitting the dew with the bird. Then there's driving down the road, waiting till you're at an opportune moment to hit the double bird. This dude didn't say you once. He said you, then waited half an hour to then say you again.
You know, I saw that happen the other day because it was right out here, surprisingly, at the intersection of Garlington and Woodruff Road. And then dude to give the bird hangs completely out of his car while driving to do it and then almost wrecked and caused a big old accident. So is it worth it to do that?
When the moment comes to you where you have decided this person has created a situation that is so over the top, that is so obnoxious, that is so ridiculous, that I need him to not only know bleep you, but I need him to know it like with great urgency. I need him to know that this is not a regular you done made me mad scenario. This is a over the top you made me mad scenario. You're willing to take risks, is all I'm saying. You're willing to create a situation that could end very poorly for you because you need that other person to know what they can go do to themselves. I'm not saying it's a good idea, Lonzo. I'm just saying I understand it. I understand it. Hey, did you see the situation going on with the Cleveland Browns after Deshaun Watson went down with injury this weekend?
You mean cheering?
So, let me run you through the whole scenario because that's part of it, yes. First off, there was a video making its way around the internet of the Cleveland Browns making their run out onto the field this weekend. And the perspective is from somebody with a cell phone camera up in the top of a section. And you hear,
at tight end, number 87, David Njoku.
And then they introduce,
at quarterback, number 2, Deshaun Watson.
And the crowd openly boos Deshaun Watson. Then, about midway through the game, Deshaun Watson goes down with what is believed to be a season-ending Achilles injury. The tape comes out. And remember last year when Aaron Rodgers went down with an Achilles injury and we all learned together in real time that if your Achilles snaps, Alonzo, the entire back of your leg quivers from the injury? That happened to Deshaun. It's very obvious what happened. Well, he goes down and the Cleveland fans start cheering the fact that they are going to go to a backup quarterback. It was a bad scenario. They would go on to lose to the Bengals 21-14. Ultimately, Deshaun Watson would be replaced by a combination of Dorian Thompson-Robinson and Jameis Winston, who apparently Jameis Winston's now number three on that depth chart. Who knew? Well, after the game was over, in the press conference, Myles Garrett was asked about the fans booing Deshaun Watson both in the pregame and after he suffered the injury. And Myles Garrett said, "Hey, we think it's uncalled for. We think that it's unacceptable." And then goes on to say that Deshaun Watson has been a consummate professional in his college and professional career. Miles? No. No, he hasn't. That's why he's in Cleveland, is because
what
he definitely did not
do that.
What
do you expect from the guy who swung the helmet? I mean, you know.
And the swinging the helmet's bad, great one. But remember, that's only half of that scenario. Because not only did he swing the helmet at another man, swing the man's own helmet at another man's head, but then remember, after everybody said, "Hey, Miles, you're kind of a..." He then said, "Oh, it's because that man called me the N-word." No, he didn't. No, he didn't. There were mics on the field, bud. No, he did not. So not only did you swing the helmet at the unprotected head of another player, which could, you know, and I don't think I'm being exaggerative here, kill him, literally.
Especially if you are a man of that size,
yeah,
swinging with that kind of power, yeah.
Yeah, because if I hit you in the head with a helmet, you got a chance at going down. If Myles Garrett hits you in the head with a helmet, you got a chance of being Oberyn Martell'd from the face of the planet, okay? But then, after he made a mistake, you know what would have been the right thing to do for him to come out and go, "Look, I overreacted, I was emotional, I was caught up in the moment, and I made a mistake that I will regret for the rest of my life. I am so very sorry to him. I am sorry to everybody who saw it. That has not said it, yada, yada." What did he do? He said, "No, he called me the N-word." No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. And the fact that you were willing to try to character assassinate that man because you bleeped up is awful. So, Miles, not only is Deshaun Watson not what's the word I'm looking for here? Good person. But you defending him when you yourself have shown a history of not being a good person? You know, it's one thing, though, to make a mistake. It's another thing to make another mistake. It's another thing to make a mistake, immediately make the other mistake, and try to make somebody else the bad guy when you clearly made the mistake, in that situation. And then they go to the locker room afterwards, and Jameis Winston lays down a heartfelt defense of Deshaun Watson. I was on Twitter, and they're like, Jameis Winston gives a moving speech about it. It's like, Jameis ain't exactly the guy I'd be trotting out for this either, bud. Like, how did you possibly find the worst two representatives in the building to defend Deshaun Watson? This is the most Cleveland Brown things they've done, and they're the Cleveland Browns. The fact that when this man goes down for the season, the guys that you trotted out were noted assaulter Myles Garrett, noted willing to assassinate the character of another player because he bleeped up Myles Garrett, and Jameis got his own damn problems in that department, Winston. Those are the guys you trotted out to send out the heartfelt message about Deshaun Watson. You know what? Listen, I'm a former PR guy for a large entity, for a large organization. The minute Deshaun goes off the field, do you know what I'm doing straight up? This isn't hindsight 2020. This is, I said it in the moment. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm sending my PR chief directly to Jameis Winston and going, you shut your damn mouth. Not a word out of you. If anybody asks you about Deshaun Watson, you simply say, hey, it's my time to step up. Hey, Miles, not a word, bud. If anybody asks you about Deshaun Watson, your response is, this team always responds to adversity and we will again today. Not another word. The most Cleveland Brown things this year, and they are really bad at this.
All right, time to ask Rob what the X is going on, and he will let everyone know. The first thing that's Xing is Trent Williams.
Okay, so Trent Williams got ejected towards the end of last night's Chiefs-Niners game because he punched a man in the head. The problem was, he also got punched in the head. It was the definition of second guy always gets caught. Because, and I don't remember what Chief player it was, Lonzo. You may off the top of your head. I don't.
Someone, but after someone with the death wish. I don't remember either.
Trent Williams is a large human being.
I tell you what, the guy who got punched, he's hurting this morning.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And I agree with Tom Brady. Why do people punch people in the helmet? In this case, Trent Williams' hands is the size of that dude's head. If he would have punched through his head if he
didn't
have a helmet on.
Getting punched by Trent Williams is like that scene at the end of Avengers where Hulk picks up Loki and just slams him around a bunch. So anyway, Chiefs player, and I'm not saying it's true, but this is not going to help the narrative that the Chiefs get special treatment. Granted, every player has always gotten flagged for being the second guy to do a thing, but this dude punched Trent Williams in the face, and Trent responded by knocking his head backwards like Mike Tyson, but like back in the 90s.
He also hit him in the back of the head. I mean, not in the front. He hit him in the back of the head as he was walking away.
Oh, for sure.
So, which is, it's so cheap. It is. But, I mean, you don't pick a fight with that dude. If you do and you get hit like that, it's on you. But at the same time, don't hit him in the back of the head. I don't remember the last time that an NFL player has been ejected.
I'm trying to think about it. I mean, I remember Antonio Brown ejecting himself, but that's the last one I got.
Yeah, I was like, the whole time I'm thinking, do they have ejections in the NFL still?
And then, oh, they do, and, but you got to be pretty egregious to get one.
Which that was.
Oh, for sure.
That's. I mean,
and for the record,
it's like Ndamukong Suh stepping on someone's head while they're laying. Yeah. You know, it's that sort of thing.
For the record, I don't have an issue with Trent Williams punching dude in the noggin. You get punched, punch back. I'm fine with it.
I would have preferred he did it into the front of his helmet. You know, let my guy who is dumb enough to do it, let him see it coming.
But why did he hit him in the back of the helmet?
Because it's not going to hurt as bad.
Because dude punched Trent and then walked away. Like an absolute and entire. If you got it in you to punch a man in the face, then man up, stare him in the eyeballs, and give it a go. But when you punch Trent in the face and walk away, don't be shocked when that man puts his bare paw through the back of your skull.
And at the same time, you go, yeah, see, I stood up to him. And what did he do? He couldn't even knock me down. Yeah. I mean, there are ways to save face to a degree, I suppose.
Dude.
He stood up to a bully, and, you know, he had to take a punch from the bully.
It's a move is what it was.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is David Tepper.
Oof. I'm sure social media is just very level-headed and reasonable in their discussions about David Tepper. Again, listen, I'm not going to say they're good. They're absolutely not good. What I am going to say is there's a lot of problems to go around, and most of them stem from David Tepper. I am not saying that that's incorrect. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I have not necessarily been super tied in since those games ended yesterday because I was doing a nice little DIY project in the backyard building a fire pit yesterday. But here's what I am going to say. Have we heard from David Tepper yet? I don't, again, he said he's going to stay out of the way.
He's moving on to soccer, I think.
Oh, sure.
Which might be a good move.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
That's a great move.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is Sting.
Is David Tepper the worst owner in NFL history? Or no, that's the Haslams, right? From the Browns?
Yeah.
Sting is trending, and I saw this yesterday because Sting has announced that he has signed, I believe, the first AEW Legends contract and will be kind of doing stuff as a brand ambassador slash potentially occasionally showing up on screen, blah, blah, blah. Like, of course he is. He's Sting. They're not going to not use Sting.
Yeah, he signed a 4-year deal to do that. Oh, we got time for one more. Dow Loggins is trending.
I will start with me. I owe Dow Loggins an apology because that offense was clicking in the first half. Here's what I am going to say, and I think it's fair criticism. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Y'all should not have taken your foot off the accelerator in the second half. Do you feel like they did?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I feel like they took their foot off the accelerator. And you should have tried to win that game by 50. You should have tried to get a 50 spot on Oklahoma. That's what you should have done. You should have got some razzle-dazzle
also,
5 points.
Also, Oklahoma decided to not give the ball back to South Carolina via, you know, interception or fumble.
Yeah. I mean, that did help. And let's say the offense was fine. Let's not pretend the offense went out there and cooked. The defense won this game for sure, but it was good enough. We'll talk more about that game more in depth after another day in the rearview mirror tomorrow. I am Rob Brown, the great with Lonzo on the ones and twos. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your Monday. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. We'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Tuesday edition of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.